Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Labor Day weekend typically marks the beginning of the big push toward Election Day, and this week was no exception. Union picnics featured preferred candidates, campaign signs are beginning to pop up, and soon our mailboxes will overflow with positive and negative campaign mailers. It's all as predictable as the fall colors in October. What was less predictable is the new focus on Montana's judicial races. For years, judicial candidates have flown under the radar, and the judges liked it that way. They bent over backwards to appear nonpartisan and completely neutral. The only problem was, they weren't. Now, with the state's changing demographics and conservatives firmly in control of the executive and legislative branches, the focus has shifted to the judiciary, where Democrats view judges as their final bulwark against a conservative agenda. Republicans, on the other hand, view it as the final obstacle standing in the way of sound fiscal, environmental, and social policy. Last week, in his continuing effort to protect the Montana Supreme Court's liberal majority, former Montana Supreme Court Justice Jim Nelson fired yet another salvo against conservatives, this time against pro-life forces seeking to capitalize on the U.S. Supreme Court's recent decision striking down Roe v. Wade. Nelson was arguably the most activist justice ever to occupy a seat on Montana's highest court. That liberal activism reached new heights as soon as he left the court and no longer had to stand for election. In his latest tirade, published in newspapers across the state, he takes issue with pro-life TV ads running in Helena and Billings. Calling the TV ads sappy and gimmicky, he goes on to use the language of Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Rights Action League, calling for voters to elect, quote, pro-choice candidates, end quote, those who will uphold a woman's right to reproductive choice. He was no doubt referring to the two seats up for grabs on the Montana Supreme Court. The first race pits incumbent Justice Jim Rice against Bill DeAlton of Billings. Rice, a former Republican legislator, is widely supported by conservatives, while DeAlton, a newcomer, is supported by liberals. Based on the primary election results, Rice is expected to win easily. The second race is much more interesting. It pits incumbent Justice Ingrid Gustafson, first appointed by Democrat Governor Steve Bullock, against Jim Brown, former legal counsel to the Montana Republican Party. Gustafson is seen by Democrats as key to holding their liberal majority on the court, while Brown is endorsed by every top Republican in the state. This race will be close, and it all comes down to voter turnout. When Democrats controlled the governorship, they were able to protect the courts by vetoing controversial bills. Now, they've lost that seat, and judges are being forced to expose themselves by deciding controversial issues. This is seen as an opportunity by conservatives to capture the third branch of government and restore much-needed fiscal, environmental, and social balance to the state. Who will win? We'll know in November. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.